At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon. Compete free for cash all season. Enter weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon to join the action. Blue Moon made brighter. DraftKings.com for details. 21 only. Please drink responsibly.
All right, here we go. Beginning this hour with the great Stanford Steve from ESPN. We'll talk some college football here with maybe his best bets with win totals on the season. How's your summer going, pal?
Can't complain, fellas. Everything's good out here. Good to hear you guys back on the air. You guys had a nice little vacay.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And then we come back right into a bee's nest today. I mean, my God, everything's happening. Okay, so let's begin with the SEC, one team out of this conference. Look, I've heard a lot of people make a case for both bets here, under or over with LSU, Brian Kelly's first year down in the Bayou. I mean, after you've studied up on this team, the talent they have coming back, what he's doing potentially in his first year, their overall schedule, playing that side of the SEC, do you like them or are you anti-SEC LSU this year?
Well, here's where it is, and the image comes in right away, right? You've got Brian Kelly, and he's a guy that I've trusted in the past. I think, you know, people talk about the culture and him fitting in Baton Rouge. Was it the right hire? I don't care about any of that. I just know the guy wins football games. You know, how long is it going to take? We're going to find out. Is it a gauntlet, SEC West? Yes, of course. Is it a tricky game against Florida State week one in New Orleans? Yes. But when you look at what LSU's roster brings to the table, and then you factor in the buttoned up ideas of Kelly and how he runs the program and what he does and how he plays to his strength when it comes to offense and defense, I look at that 6.5 and I think it's doable. I really do. Now, the quarterback situation, he's got to iron that out. Does he want an experienced guy that doesn't have a high ceiling in Miles Brennan? Now, Miles Brennan, guys, he was at LSU before Joe Burrow got there. That's how long that guy's been there. And he's had injuries all over the place. He averaged 370 yards in games. He started at LSU. We know they got transfer Jaden Daniels from Arizona State, who obviously is a more athletic type, but his consistency throwing the ball is not great. But the sleeper there is Nussmeier. He's the younger kid. He's got all the tools. I think he's like 5'10", though. But I think Brian Kelly, when you go back and look what he's done with his quarterbacks, he's always gotten it right. And that's what interests me most there. They might have the best wide receiving group in the country. They got guys all over the place. They go seven deep with their outside receivers that have SEC caliber talent. So they got a transfer from Penn State at running back, Noah Kane, who I think is going to get a lot of the carries. So I think they're going to be 4-0 when they go to Auburn October 1st. And Auburn is a team that, you know, is much in flux. That I think they got a bad taste in their mouth from all that witch hunt that went after Harsin and that program and universities taking over. So I think the schedule's doable. They obviously got to go, you know, they get Bama at home. But I like what LSU has. I think Brian Kelly will fix that offensive line. I like over 6.5.
You're giving them a win against Florida State? Just right off the bat, no problem?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what was a great coaching job last year, what Beamer did at South Carolina. I mean, people thought they were going to be awful. So what do you think South Carolina does this year?
I love what Beamer did. He showed me a lot. I had no idea what to think of him, not having any head coaching experience. But if you talk to people around the program, they love being there. They think he has all the makings to keep bringing this, you know, program forward. And you know, yeah, in the East, it's Georgia and everybody else. But when you look at South Carolina, I mean, they couldn't get anything out of their quarterback position last year. They couldn't throw the ball 20 yards down the field. They went they went scoreless four times in the first half of games last year. That's how bad they were. And they still got to 7. They beat Florida. They beat Auburn. They beat North Carolina in the bowl games. And now you bring – I'm not a Spencer Rattler fan, but he's a huge – upgrade to what they had at the quarterback position. They got great receivers coming back. I love the tight end. They got Jaheim Bell, and then they got Rattler's tight end from Oklahoma, kid Austin Stonger, who has good chemistry with Rattler, and I'm sure Beamer had recruiting ties to him. So, again, on the other side, I think Florida's down. I'm not as high on Tennessee as everybody else is. They got a huge start to the season. Because they got Georgia State to start, who's a tricky team, who I think I kind of might pick to win the Sun Belt. And then they go to Arkansas, and then they got Georgia. So as long as they get out of those three unscathed and stay injury-free, you got Charlotte and South Carolina State after that. And then it's basically the SEC East. So I think it's a huge upgrade at the quarterback position. I love what Beamer brings to the table. The coaching staff I like a lot. So South Carolina's a team that I look at. I saw a 6 out there. For minus -1.25,
ooh.
I would definitely jump on that. I think Circa has now 6.5 -105 for the over. I still think that's doable. I think 7. I think if they can win 7 with no quarterback last year, and I know one of them was a bowl game, so they got the 6. I think they're definitely 2 games better than they were last year. So I like the Gamecocks.
Very good. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Stanford Steve, ESPN, our guest. There's 2 overs in the SEC. Let's go with teams that you like to the under. A lot of hype with Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies at Texas A&M, but you're not going to buy it yet this year, huh?
I not at 9, Mitch. I see the number at 9, and I think, you know, you talk about fascination. LSU's fascinating because of all the overturn and still what's left on the roster. Now I want to see these new guys, right? I mean, they're expecting a lot of these true freshmen. We've heard plenty about Jimbo Fisher's recruiting. Now it's time to see these guys step up, and the way they're talking – they had a couple of guys, you know, freshmen out there in spring ball that made immediate impacts, whether it's the wide receiver. They lost 8 guys, defensive linemen, and they brought 8 in. So you're going to have a ton of talent there. The one thing I'll say about A&M is last year they had a quarterback competition who they didn't have any starting experience. Now you bring Max Johnson in versus Haynes King, and Max Johnson comes from LSU, Brad Johnson's son. Remember the Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Bucks. And Haynes King got hurt to start the year in that god-awful game in Boulder that they should have lost, but ended up getting a win. But I think 9 is a tough number here because of all that youth. I think Miami, A&M week 3 is a really, really good game. When you look at what Miami brings to the table with offensive and defensive line play, I think that's going to be a highly contested game. That's a tough out-of-conference game. And then you get Arkansas, who beat them last year. And then you got a rough gauntlet of You got at Mississippi State, at Alabama, and at South Carolina. I think it's tough. I think 9's a real tough number there, so I would go under.
Okay, great year last year by Ole Miss. How much will they miss Corral this year? And what do you think Kiffin does now this upcoming season?
I mean, this team is going to look totally different, guys. They lost both coordinators who I think the world of. Jeff Levy goes to Oklahoma to call the plays there, and DJ Durkin goes to A&M to try and, you know, get all that youth going there. So I think that's huge. Lane obviously is going to have his stamp on everything in the program. He's absolutely gone, you know, bonkers in the transfer portal. They lost 20 starters. I mentioned both of the coordinators. He's got 5 new assistant coaches, and they lost the quarterback you mentioned and their top pass rusher. And now they got a quarterback competition between Jackson Dart, who played a little at SC, had a lot of hype behind him, and then Luke Altmyer, who had to come in when Corral got hurt in the Sugar Bowl and just was atrocious. He got sacked 7 times and he threw 2 picks in that game. I just think there's way too much overturn of the roster there. Kiffin's been unbelievable coaching when he has an inferior offensive line where he gets the ball out fast and usually has an elusive quarterback to help with those guys up front. But again, this SEC West, I just don't like the makeup of the roster when you look at the goods they have to go against with that schedule. So I lean under 8, I think I saw out there. I mean, they won 10 last year, guys.
Yeah.
And lost the bowl game. And that's the first time they won 10 as a school in the history of the school. So I look at the under with Ole Miss at 8.
Okay.
Same with Arkansas?
Yes, I do. Arkansas lost a ton, too. I know they got the quarterback back, but the receivers they lost. Their schedule is absolutely brutal. When you look at the away games, they have to play in that side. So I just think it's a tough year. They went 9-4 last year. They ranked for the first time in like a decade, but I think 7.5, I think it's tough for them to get to 8. I think 7.5 is a really good number. I would lean to the under there with the Razorbacks.
Okay. And one team that you like over in the Big Ten is Iowa.
Yeah, I just think Iowa, with the structure they have already, they're going to have a really good offensive line, even though they lost the All-American center. The defense is fantastic in getting takeaways. If they could ever get a quarterback there, it would help things a lot. But I look at that division, guys, and I just think everybody is so much better. When you look at the Minnesotas, the Illinois, the Purdues, I mean, Northwestern's not going to be as bad as they were last year. There's no way. And then everybody's favorite, it feels like, to talk about in that side is Nebraska, who obviously had, you know, brought Frost back. I thought it was a good move, knowing how close they were. But I just think everybody's better over there. And I like Wisconsin at 9. That's a tough one for me. I think 8 wins is gettable there. I just don't like what they have. They feel kind of stale there offensively. They brought in a new offense coordinator, but Merch just doesn't do it for me now. I mean, we got 3 years of this now, and nothing's been as good as his first game in his career against Illinois.
20 yep. seconds. When's the big podcast when you're previewing everything?
Tomorrow. Bear and I, we'll get on the horn tomorrow. Awesome. And get our official picks out tomorrow.
Hey, bud. Good catching up.
All right, boys. You enjoy.
Be good.
Thank you.
There you go. Stanford Steve from ESPN. Bunch of bets he likes in college football. Up next. Okay, so I'll tell you what a couple of bookmakers have told me about the Browns and what they're going to do with their numbers today. And by the way, I do see one book. Watson got 6 games today, if you don't know that. There's a book offering week number 7, a number, Browns at the Ravens. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook serving up big wins with the new weekly profit boost on all tennis wagers. Visit BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app every Wednesday. Get a 20% profit boost on any tennis wager. Log in every Wednesday, automatically 20% profit boost. They can even live stream your favorite tennis players right from the app. Heat up your summer with the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app. Whole new game.
So, Deshaun Watson, we found out right around 45, 50 minutes or so ago that his suspension is 6 games per Sue Robinson. Now, again, the ball is in Goodell's court. He can do what he likes with it. He could make it longer. He could agree with 6 games. We'll find out in the next 3 days. I did text a couple of bookmakers here in Las Vegas to get their reaction. This as soon as it, and I'll give you, again, I'll tell you what happened here. Circa, they never really take much off the board. In fact, up until this morning, you could bet the Browns any which way you wanted to here at Circa. They had them up for divisions, playoffs, alternate win totals, all of it, right? They did pull it off today with the news when it came down. I text Chris Bennett, who's in charge of all the NFL numbers here at Circa. I said, are you going to make any adjustments to the Browns, or are you waiting for an appeal? And he said, I'm going to get all the markets back up this morning. Don't know when that's going to happen. And I text Jeff Sherman over at the Westgate, and I said, I asked if they're going to post numbers on the Browns today. He said, yes. I responded, if you have an idea of what time that might be, I said, we'll bring up the numbers by 7 a.m. if we're off the air. I haven't heard a response yet. So they're going to get them back up this morning. Okay. And the Westgate, by the way, they have numbers up. They post numbers through like week 18. So I wonder if they're going to post Browns games in again.
It's did you like the Big Lebowski?
Well, of course,
movie
I did.
The dude, right? Well, as the dude says, when he's making the Caucasian, the White Russian, a lot of ins, a lot of outs. There's a lot of ins and a lot of outs to this. Unprecedented. Number one, they have 3 days with the appeal, and I imagine they're going to appeal. And then Goodell has final say. So who knows what this ends up being as well? And most importantly, now you're going to see the public reaction.
Yeah, you're going to start. I'm sure you're getting that right now. Actually,
yeah, you're going to see the reaction, and everyone's already screaming about Ridley, and of course, everyone throwing out. Listen to this now. This just came down. Unprecedented condition. Watson can only get massages from therapists on the Browns staff. That's the mandate from Sue Robinson. He can't hire his own therapists, according to the NFL Network.
He's a massageaholic.
Okay, so it's going to only be from that should have been This whole thing.
That should have been. It's a five-year-old kid we're talking about here.
This is what it should have been the case the whole time, and then the Texans were in on it too with the NDAs. All kinds of questions will come from this particular part of the Robinson decision, Mike Florio writes. The first is whether the discipline officer even has the authority to make such a ruling, restricting a player from getting the treatment for any injury that he thinks is best far beyond the typical scope of player discipline, which is typically limited to fines and suspensions. How do you enforce it, too? But this is, and then she also said in the ruling was nonviolent sexual conduct.
Correct. Right.
With getting the six games. So they weren't even close on a settlement that the league would say, we'll go down, we'll go as low as 12. And the NFLPA said, we'll go as high as the 6 to 8 range. So, but I think they're going to appeal. And again, they have 3 days. And then Goodell will have final say on this too, if it goes that way. And then, so who knows how high it'll get when it's all said and done. But the other thing is how this has taken so long. You know, the season's right around the corner now, too, with what it ends up finally being, how long he's going to be out.
All right. So, okay, another text for some perspective here. Warren Sharp. Calvin Ridley again 1 year for non-criminal betting on games. Michael Kendrick suspended 8 games for insider trading. Miles Garrett, 6 games for one on-field fight. Major League Baseball's Trevor Bauer, 2 years, costing him $60 million for non-criminal sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, there were some people that thought the Bauer thing would play into this too. And we would get more. But there's moving parts here. They are plus 275 at Bet Rivers to win the division.
They posted that back up.
Third choice. That is up right now. Yes. DraftKings has it up too. Okay. Plus 230.
This back from the Westgate. They said back this morning they're going to go through everything and put it up late this morning, posting their numbers. As Chris Bennett told us here at Circa as well. This is interesting now. Week 7 is available at DraftKings. That's when, as of right now, Deshaun Watson's supposed to come back. Well, they're playing on the road against the Ravens. DraftKings has a number. They have Baltimore minus 1.5. Again, Baltimore's coming off a game against the Giants in Week 6.
That's all it is?
1.5, yeah.
Wow.
Again, we had Jacob on Twitter said he grabbed the Browns plus 3 immediately.
Okay. Well, I mean, the whole thing stinks here. The contract, that's embarrassing for the league. He only loses $330,000 during the suspension if it sticks at 6. And apparently, you know, the Boo Birds weren't out when he'd been at camp either, which I guess, you know, not surprising. Some people could be surprised by that too, but you know, fans are fans, short for fanatic. So
Cleveland will do anything for a quarterback.
Yeah. But the other thing is they can navigate the schedule. Cause that's the other embarrassing part of this, how they laid out the schedule and made it so easy for them to tie in with the suspension that everyone expected. It's only one divisional game that he would miss. And you go at Carolina, who knows, imagine it's Mayfield. But you're a 1-point favorite in that game. You have the Jets at home. You have the Steelers at home. And then you go to Atlanta, arguably the worst team in the league, who many people think will be the worst, certainly the worst roster in the league. And then the Chargers, Patriots. And then you mentioned the Ravens game week 7 when we come back on the road, Bengals at home, and then the bye. So just look how it's laid out with the schedule. Number one, how easy it is.
Yeah. Number two, a huge break.
That's why I thought the league would come to. The league would want to come down on them heavy, too. How about the Browns with the shenanigans with the contract?
I totally agree with that.
That's another one, too. So Maybe Goodell will play that hand.
Right. Again, but when he comes back for that middle section of the schedule, I mean, that is a doozy for him. To go Ravens, Bengals, back-to-back.
Yeah, right, right.
Then a bye, and then 2 games in a row off the bye, and then they get the Buccaneers right away.
Yeah, right. So I know it was a tough go of it in the last year with the Texans. But come on, Brissett to Watson, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Well, that's a touchdown upgrade.
Sure, yes. So if they can get out of there with a 3-1 to start or a 2-2.
Yeah, like I do think Brissett is serviceable. That's fair, right? I'm not like he's not the worst quarterback we've ever seen. Like the drop off is not going to
go. He's won games, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean he can play. He can play a little bit at this level. Now, is he good? No, But is he, you know, again, there's a difference between god-awful, serviceable, and good. And I'd say that he's a guy that can actually go out there, you know, wear a jersey and, you know, say hut and get the ball out of his hands. He's capable of doing that. Because we've seen, I mean, some of the worst in recent years. I mean, the Duck Hodges experiment in Pittsburgh, he's not that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think if he comes back in week seven, again, I said it's 3-3 possible with the schedule. I think it absolutely is without
Their running game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mayfield was atrocious in some games last year.
Running game, offensive line.
Remember, they went to Lambeau on Christmas and should have beat him with a quarterback who almost should have had 6 picks in that game. He was terrible. That was apparently the game where he was playing video games all week and wasn't studying because he had COVID.
Can you get into the playoffs at 9-8?
Oh, absolutely.
I say you can, yes. Yeah.
With the AFC West? Oh, yeah.
Well, let's say it's going to take 10 wins to go, like, worst-case scenario here. That's a 3-3 start to me, which is certainly doable. And then, again, they had to finish 7-4 with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel that bad about the bets you made after the New York Times or HBO Real Sports. There's moving parts here.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, this is... I don't think this is going
to
be the...
Oh, this is not the final answer to the equation here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not at all. This is a crazy busy week, man.
Yes.
I mean, we knew that this was going to happen today as of last night when that news dropped. And then Goodell now has 3 days to respond to this. So it's just like it goes from this into the trade deadline today and tomorrow in Major League Baseball into his appeal or the announcement, whatever, on his side within the next 72 hours.
So we talked to Lombardi earlier in the show. And then it broke right after Lombardi was on. But Lombardi just tweeted, the inconsistency in discipline is staggering and leaves many wondering. I mean, that's what it is. It's like they're making it up as they go. It doesn't make any sense. So people are questioning now, okay, now they have 3 days, what are they going to do? I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer what they're going to do. I mean, if you're going to – you mentioned the Ridley from a terms of the discipline standpoint, which is asinine, I agree. But in terms of what are they going to do now, they took a year and a half they chased around Brady. And how long that took and the money they spent on legal fees. Over air and a football. So what do you think they want to do here? Because remember, they thought they wanted a year, at least a year here.
I think the best example, though, was the one you brought up earlier, was Ray Rice.
Oh, yeah.
When they knew.
Over.
They saw the
video.
They
absolutely lied. They absolutely lied.
100% they did.
Yeah. We didn't see the video.
And then it gets leaked, and they're like, wait a second here. The entire country goes nuts. You're going to give the guy 2 games? Are you nuts? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
And the guy never played again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you kind of whiffed on that one.
Yes.
So I think Goodell maybe has learned his lesson from that. So I will continue. We'll see what other stuff we find out with books reposting stuff on Watson and the Browns. He got 6 games today. And what to make of it as we continue here on Follow the Money's Feast and the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Follow the Money here on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network. The breaking news about an hour or so ago, Deshaun Watson suspended 4-6 games by Judge Sue Robinson. Now the ball is in Roger Goodell's court, and he will decide what to do. He has 3 days to make that decision. Here, by the way, this is very important. Because we talked about if it is going to be 6 games, he comes back for that Ravens game. And I thought about this as we were discussing it, but never brought it up. Pro Football Focus, they have a Q&A going on right now. Some common questions they're getting. One is this. What are the implications of a suspension on Watson participating in games or practices? While suspended, Watson cannot practice with the Browns nor attend games or publicly represent the team in any way starting September 5th. Watson cannot have contact with any member of the coaching staff or personnel operations department. So he's going to miss all that time, no practices, no contact, and then come back. And by the way, his first game is going to be at Baltimore.
Mm.
Baltimore right now is -1.5 at home at DraftKings. Okay.
And you get the Bengals after that.
And another question. Yep. Should we expect the NFLPA/Watson's team to fight back against a potential NFL appeal? Pro Football Focus says yes, and the expectation is that they will do so vigorously. Florio from Pro Football Talk, Mark Mansky of Washington Post, have reported the NFLPA is expected to argue that because of the treatment of owners, i.e. the lack thereof, for recent off-field transgressions committed by at least three owners would make a substantial punishment of Watson unfair and hypocritical. So this is, again, the ping-pong match is going to continue. If Watson does, Goodell does appeal or he makes another decision, this is not going to be the end of it then.
You asked me the playoff question, and I definitely think nine wins can get there. I would say I think the Colts win the South, and that's it. No Tennessee, no Jacksonville, no wild card there.
Okay.
AFC West is going to be brutal, tough, right? Most people picked the Raiders in last place, and they went to the playoffs last year, and they got better in the offseason. In the East, as far as physique, Mac Jones doesn't look like the same guy. It's incredible. But I trust Belichick, and do you trust Tua? I mean, who finishes in second place, and that's...
Well, first-year coach.
Yeah,
they
sure
made a ton of improvements in the offseason.
Right. But I wouldn't be surprised if they win 7-8 game Miami. I could see, I could see Tua struggling. And then, again, New England is a minus 60 no to miss the playoffs. So I definitely think there's a path that they could, 9-8 definitely gets you in. But plus 275, as I said earlier, for the Browns, to, the third choice of Bet Rivers to win the division. If it's just manage it while he's out. But then again, who knows how long he's going to be out when it's all said and done, if they appeal and what Goodell says.
If you want to post those odds right now to win the AFC, the Browns can be had at 14. I also saw 15-1 a little bit earlier this hour. But let's not forget, Paulie, that rightfully so, they are behind two teams in their own division. Like, everybody expects Baltimore to be good this year. I'm one of them. They were decimated by injuries last year, including the star quarterback Lamar Jackson. They're going to be back this season. Had another good offseason like they always do. And, I mean, I know that people are going to bring up the Super Bowl hangover. I don't really care. I think Joe Burrow is legitimately one of the best quarterbacks in football already. And they got better in the offseason. So with him missing six games as of right now, even if they would go 3-3, they're not as good as Baltimore and Cincinnati. Now, when he comes back, and if he has enough time, then sure, maybe they can be.
Well, Harbaugh's a very good coach.
Absolutely.
They were 8-3, and then all the COVID business and injuries, and you almost won games with Huntley. You lost to the Rams and Packers in the close games. Came down to two-point conversions in those games. The other thing, too, with the Browns, and I mentioned how bad Mayfield was last year. Well, 2 years ago, they almost went to the AFC title game. So it shows you the talent that they have, and Stefanski's a good coach, and that they're close as well. And Watson's better than Mayfield, no doubt. So you can go back and forth on that, too, about what's happened the last 2 years in Cleveland.
Okay, so
but the running game was so good. Potent running game.
Teams that are certainly better, right? Bills, definitely. Chiefs are better. Are the Chargers?
I can't get there. You got to prove it. Every year we do this. I'm tired of hearing about the talent. Go out and win games. Right?
So you would say the unknown of Deshaun Watson, you still have Cleveland better than the Chargers?
Well, I would say the finished product when it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Broncos?
That's a tough call.
I think the Broncos can be damn good.
Yeah. I did bet them week one, Monday night.
I like
them. Don't you think that goes to 7? Or gets to 6.5 or 6?
Yeah, I think it does.
Wilson going back there.
Going back, lighting up his former team. He wanted out of there. He doesn't like Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
The Broncos, they've been missing a quarterback. Everybody knows this, right? They've been missing a quarterback for so long. He's awesome. And it's going to be that guy in a revenge game against Geno Smith.
Okay. So compare their odds here. They're the same odds as the Colts. And Adam Chernoff's high on them, and a lot of people are high on the Colts. And I bet the Colts over 9.5. I bet the Colts to win the division. I mean, I can't. How do they not win that division barring an injury?
I'm big on the Colts this
year. Yes. That's the important thing that Chernoff said, too, was that in that division and the talent that they have in the running game with Taylor and the offensive line, maybe the one seed's in play because the AFC West is going to beat up on each other.
Maybe
the Bills actually lose some games in the division.
So you're coming over to my side. We got into that knockdown dragout when they signed Matt Ryan.
I'm not a big Matt Ryan fan.
I liked him over Carson Wentz.
He's had one great year.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You can go. Yes.
So Browns at 12-1. The Dolphins. You're right. I could see that going.
I could see that go sideways.
7-8.
Yeah.
Maybe they win 10. Maybe they sneak. How about the disrespect all offseason still for the Raiders? You know that they were 9-1 to win their division earlier this year. 9-1 to win the AFC West, a playoff team last year that won 10 games,
well,
and they got better in the offseason?
I'm a human being, so I mean, listen, I can't stand, I'm sick of the Chiefs. I have Chiefs fatigue. Between the wife and the brother, it's a too much with Mahomes. But with the Raiders, you said it. How many distractions are you going to throw at you last year? And they still made the playoffs.
Incredible.
Now you get arguably the best wide receiver. You get an upgraded head coach. You get a healthy Waller. He was never healthy last year and couldn't get on the
defensive
field.
Defensive line, Chandler Jones comes over.
Right. I'm not a big car guy, but certainly it sets up where the Raiders could win maybe still a tough division, but 10 wins too. And maybe Denver's the team that finishes in the last
place. Well, are you a car guy this year based on his weapons? I mean, it's
Waller. You should be able to put up ridiculous numbers.
His touchdown prop here in town is 29.5. Now, he's only gone over that, I think, once or twice in his career. He only had 23 last year. He can't throw 30 touchdowns this season. When the Packers used Adams in the red zone more than like anybody, he was an automatic go-to target like at the five-yard line. And then you can spread them out. You can go Adams, Waller, and Renfro across the board when they get to the red zone. 29, and he can't. That's not doable?
Yeah. We're getting carried away with the Chargers, like we are every year.
They lost every single season,
in a game they had to have. They were run out in Houston.
Every power rating I see has them top five.
Yeah.
Every single one. Now, that's based on numbers, whatever, but it's like...
No. Without a home field advantage?
I think
there
maybe,
is no home field advantage either.
I think we might be going a little overboard with the amount of talent on the team.
Yeah. You're actually seeing Raider money week one in that game.
The Raiders are good.
Three and a half. That's 3.5. Chargers at home against the Raiders week one. Good game.
Yeah.
And then the Thursday night, they go to Kansas City. So they might be 0-2 to start.
Telling you, there will be some nice plus prices on teams to miss the playoffs in the AFC that will come in at the end of the year. Because so many teams are good.
Mm-hmm.
They all can't make it.
Yeah, right. As we've talked about, you also get the turnover. What is it, usually 6 new teams every year, in and out.
I got to tell you, I love that DraftKings has Week 7 on the board right now. That's in Baltimore? That game's in Baltimore. They're laying a 1.5.
Yeah. But based on what you just said, with the time away from the team, that's too short. I thought it was too short anyway.
Right. I'd look at lane 1.5. Sorry, Jake, who tweeted in earlier who said he grabbed 3. But there's a difference. I'd look at the 1.5. We're not allowed to bet at DraftKings, but that's that's going to be his first week back in any action whatsoever. No contact, no practicing, nothing.
Well, again, I'm confident that's going to be Brissett anyways. You watch what happens later in the day. Watch what happens. People are outraged by this, and the league will be well aware of it.
Okay, make a number then right now.
6.
I'll make it 6.5.
Will you? Okay. Yep. Right. What would you do then? Come on.
I'm asking you, what would you do?
Yeah, take
if I'm the book, I'll make 6.5 games of suspension.
Suspension. Over. Still going over.
It's going to go over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think
if they want a year, remember, they wanted the whole year.
No, I know.
They said low will go 12 for the settlement, which got nowhere. They said low will go 12. So.
Then if Goodell comes out and gives them 12 games, what's the point of all this?
Yes, I know. Right.
What?
It was a waste of time.
All of this for that?
I know.
Really?
We wanted to change because, yes.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll get to our in-pocket plays. War betting coming up next year. And follow the money. It's Visa and the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you.
No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Time now. Here we go. In Pocket Plays. Paulie, you're on the board. This goes back to like pre-vacation.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, with the British Open. McIntyre did not finish top 20, but Tommy Fleetwood, top 10, top 5. But top 10 paid 380, and that was a winner in the golf. Also had a little Cam Smith. So that was nice. That was fun. That was a fun golf tournament.
That was a great event.
Yes, it was. A lot of fun. So let's go with a couple today. I lean Cleveland, by the way. Quantrill's been good at home. Diamondbacks look to use an opener in this game. So Cleveland's a game back now in that wild division. Looking at them $1.40. But soccer's back, baby, and Nigel will be on Friday, but we have one in the championship. Let's go with Watford plus 130. They were demoted, sent down after having a bad year in the Prem. And they're playing Sheffield United today. So we'll take Watford plus 130 and then go under 2.5 goals in that one as well. And Colts over 9.5 wins minus 150 as well. That's what we're going with today.
Okay. In pocket plays that I made during vacation, some of them, and these are still available. Kevin O'Connell, coach of the year for the Vikings, 18-1. You're going to notice I'm high on the Vikings this season. Offensive player of the year, Justin Jefferson, 20-1. Bet him, that's available. Vikings to win 10 or more games, plus 140. That's still on the board.
I didn't know it was that bad between Cousins and Zimmer, too.
Oh, man, when that story came out.
Yeah.
Instant upgrade for the Vikings this year when you heard that.
All right.
Comeback player of the year, got Saquon Barkley at 25 and 40-1. He's still available today at 30-1 if you shop around. I think it's a great number. I think his chances this year with Dable as the head coach, all you got to tell me is no more Joe Judge and Jason Garrett. I'm in.
I have to say it. I have to laugh. He's 40-1. Watson's 12.
Ridiculous.
What is he coming back from? I can't. I get the judge today says he can't get a massage from any. It's got to be a Brown staff member, and that's it.
Yeah. And there is no chance voters would give Watson an award this year, or probably ever moving forward. Okay? And this on the Texans. Again, Davis Mills last year, 17th best EPA in the final five games of the season. They are 23rd. Well, last year they were 23rd in DVOA on defense. They faced the 9th toughest schedule last season from on pass defense. This year it's the 7th easiest. He's 200-1 at the Westgate to lead the league in passing yards. That's his job. They're going to be bad again this year. They're going to be trailing in many of these games.
Good point by Michael Lombardi about where he went in the draft.
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. He had a good year.
200-1 most passing yards. Will it happen? Yeah. Very unlikely. But 200-1, okay, I'm on board.
Garoppolo to Houston makes no sense to me.
None.
I don't get it.
That would be stupid if the Texans did that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's all I have for today.
Impact presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. So we keep bringing up, you know, the only ones. I mean, we're outraged. The Ridley thing.
It's
all over the board. But the other one here, I mentioned Brady time and time again today. But I mentioned Brady because I think an appeal's coming. And how they spent a year and a half chasing Brady down over a couple, you know, business and football. Roethlisberger and Zeke Elliott had one accuser, and they got the same as Watson.
There you go.
And this is 30 women.
Yeah.
So now it heats up. So now you take the temperature of court of public opinion, public outrage, and we'll see what happens in this simmer for the rest of the day, and then 3 days for the league to decide what to do. And there could be, I guess they could agree to extend the window too on that.
I'll go one more. This is a good tweet from Tristan Kuhn. NFL suspensions. Calvin Ridley, 17 games for betting. Vontaze Burfict, 12 games for targeting. DeAndre Hopkins, 6 games PED. Martavis Bryant, indefinitely, weed. Josh Gordon, 25-plus games, weed. Darren Waller, 16 games, substance abuse. Deshaun Watson, 6 games for everything that he did. I mean, it's not even close. It's not even the same ballpark.
It's all over the board.
No, this is not the end of the story today.
No.
It's not. But then again, the NFLPA, they can come back and fight Goodell with what he rules down. If he comes down and says, we're going to give him 12, we're going to give him a full year.
That's my big takeaway. Is they why this took so long was Judge Robinson said, okay, try to work out a settlement. And they weren't even close with that. The league wanted a year.
Right.
The lowest they would go, we'll go 12. We'll go as low as 12. So, you know what the league's thinking, and I think what's going to happen.
Yep.
I have good news and bad news. What do you want first?
I want the bad.
The bad news is we have to move Matt Eumanns back a day for the fast food rankings because tomorrow is a trade deadline MLB special. And we'll be talking, the whole network's doing MLB trade deadline special. So Matt Eumanns will be Wednesday. Can't wait for his fast food rankings. And we have a new number one. That we know. We'll find out what that's going to be. And no one breaks it down like
I'm very intrigued.
Eumanns. Can't wait to get into that Wednesday.
Matt Eumanns might have to come in studio for the full first hour on Wednesday if he'll do that. We've got to do college football, the betting guide with him.
Got to do that too.
Hall of Fame game.
Do that too. And the good news. How many times would we get, I mean, this went till even December last year with tweets and emails and where is he, right? Well, Chuck Edel's back. So, you know, Chuck was took the year off at a health scare. And I know his 20-1 run a couple years ago was unprecedented
legendary.
What he did. He is amazing with totals as well.
Incredible.
College. So he reached out. He's excited. And that is from the get-go, people. Because remember, in my opinion, he's the best preseason guy out there.
He's the best one I've ever come across.
What to listen for, look for, and hear in all these press conferences, because the coaches will tell you the game plan a lot and what's going to happen with the preseason.
Good.
So Chuck will be ready to go with the preseason football, and we'll talk to Chuck every week.
And then we think in the regular season, will he be on Fridays?
Yes.
Oh, man, our shows are going to be loaded coming up for the football season.
Mm-hmm.
Chernoff's going to be on weekly. Paul Stone, Brad Powers. I think maybe Ross Tucker's going to be on quite a bit. Lombardi, obviously, a lot.
Church.
Palm
to update the contest. That'll be awesome as well.
Very good.
Yep, and the baseball's heating up too. It's going to be a fun close of the baseball season. You mentioned it earlier too about the most wins prop bet. And who's I wouldn't dismiss the Mets. Because now you get DeGrom's going tomorrow.
That was always one of the teams that I feared, right, when I bet the Yankees.
So tomorrow, are the Mets going to do anything? The Mets can just say, hey, we're going to make the best move. We got DeGrom coming back deadline.
Sure.
We're 64-37 without our best player.
Yep. And do you think Soto goes anywhere?
I do.
I don't.
Really?
We're
down to three teams now.
I don't think they trade him.
I think they do.
I'll make a side bet
if
with
you. If he's going to say no to $440 million. How about the plane business, huh? With the Derby? Come on.
Oh, I know.
You can't fix that. That's out.
But I don't think they get rid of him. I don't think they...
Well, here's what happened. A little bit. We could have a little mini Rudy Gobert. I think the haul, if you want to call it that, but what Seattle had to give up for Castillo, now it just changes things now.
Yeah,
And it impacts the pitchers. Now, what you get for Frankie Bag of Donuts and everything. But now we're only down to... Well, how about the Angels, Lily? I think you have to listen. But now even
for
the
Ohtani
stuff. Yeah. What would that take? Come on.
That would take... Herschel Walker.
Okay, right. So, Padres, Dodgers... No, excuse me. Padres, Cardinals, and... That's the three teams?
Dodgers, Cardinals, Padres.
That's it. Okay, yep. Thank you. Right,
Let me ask you this. If the Padres get Soto tomorrow at the deadline... What does that do for you with that team?
I still have concerns about the pitching. Musgrove's tough time now.
They're still not even close to the Dodgers.
Yeah, right.
They're closer to the Dodgers, but the Dodgers are still up here, and the Padres are below them.
Yeah.
They're not. And there are teams in the National League probably still. Well, I mean, you're right, because the pitching. I need to know more about the pitching.
Are we still sure that the Padres are making the playoffs? I'm telling you, this St. Louis schedule, I know they're not playing good ball, but I think they'll make a move. They have 25 games left against the Cubs, Reds, and Pirates.
Yeah.
Phillies are playing good ball, but they have 16 left against Atlanta and the Mets. The Padres have 20. Now, if the Giants trade Rodon, I mean, they're waving the flag. But the Padres have 21 remaining against the Giants and Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Dodgers just roughed them up.
Yeah. Highlight from vacation? Mine was to go see... Albuquerque, the Breaking Bad store, and did the Breaking Bad tour in Albuquerque. It was unbelievable.
I can't believe all the merchandise.
It was all impromptu.
They got statues, yeah.
Did it the day of, and it was like blown away by all that.
Well, you're going to see him tonight.
On that note,
you're going to see Walt and Jesse Pinkman.
Coming off that great episode of Better Call Saul, huh? Last Monday, wasn't that terrific?
Oh, boy. You nailed it. You couldn't wait to kill Lalo, right?
Yep.
And then you do a whole thing with Gene in Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
But you can do that, but not with only four episodes left.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned to VSiN all day long today. Much more on the Deshaun Watson story and if any trades happen in baseball.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.